Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome to the In Case You Miss It series for the Line Life Podcast. In this episode, I'll be narrating a story that appeared in our December 2025 issue of T&D World magazine. With the 2026 International Lineman's Rodeo only 6 months away, I thought it'd be a great time to look back at our 2025 record-busting Lineman's Rodeo. This article is titled 2025 Lineman's Rodeo Rewind, and it was written and is narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. 2025 Lineman's Rodeo Rewind. The 41st International Lineman's Rodeo experienced explosive growth with more than 5,000 in attendance. With a storm in the forecast for the 41st International Lineman's Rodeo, the competitors and spectators arrived prepared to navigate the muddy terrain. Instead, the early morning began bright and warm, followed by a fog that rolled into the rodeo grounds, making the competition virtually disappear into a cloud. For more than four decades, the International Lineman's Rodeo has given line workers the opportunity to compete and their families a way to connect. From the start, it has focused on safety, tradition, and the craftsmanship of the line trade. Safety is important to everyone, and everything about this rodeo is safety, said Dale Warman, co-chairman of the International Lineman's Rodeo Association, ILRA, and one of the founders of the International Lineman's Rodeo back in 1984. If you're a lineman and you're going to climb in this rodeo, you're going to work safe. And when you go back, you're going to work safe. There are bold linemen and there are old linemen, but there's no bold old linemen. This year, 290 teams and 364 apprentices competed to be the best of the best by engaging in a pole climb, hurt man rescue, and mystery events designed to showcase their skills and line work. While the line workers were competing in the events, their families were cheering on the sidelines, taking a ride in the bucket truck, or participating in the second annual International Kids Lineman Rodeo. To keep the competitors safe on the rodeo grounds, the ILRA continued to require full fall protection on all of the 40-foot wood poles, a change that was made a few years ago. Michael Stremmel, Chief of Safety for the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo, said he and his safety committee members were responsible for keeping everyone safe on the rodeo grounds and responding to incidents if needed. I've been involved with the rodeo for a number of years, said Stremmel, who retired from Midwest Energy and now volunteers with the ILRA. It's a little foggy and hazy out, but there's no wind and no rain, and the crews look like they're getting after it. Apprentices in action. As in past years, the apprentice line workers competed solo and took their written tests at the Overland Park Convention Center the day before the competition. Hunter Walton of Flint Energy swept the apprentice division with 499 event points with a total time of 15:43.00, followed by two PG&E apprentices, Dennis Spars and Austin Prendes. Walton, who also placed first in the written test event with 99 event points, said he prepared for the International Lineman's Rodeo by studying the Lineman's and Cableman's Handbook every single day. I took notes and would go over them anytime I could, he said. My coach made questions over the book's content, which helped even more. To practice for the hands-on events, he put in time after work or on his days off to run known events and perform different tasks, which could be part of the mystery events. Flint Energies also gave the competitors working days to dedicate to rodeo practice, which he said was very helpful. He said his strategies for success were to stay calm and trust the work he put into practice. Nerves will get the best of you sometimes, so it's better to remain calm during pressure situations, Walton said. I try to watch the other competitors who went before me and pick up on tricks that could speed up my time in the event. Although it is important for me to show up and win, I try and remember to have fun. Sometimes I can put too much pressure on myself, causing me to get into my head, and then it's a negative impact on my performance. Walton said he was honored to achieve such success, especially at the level of the International Lyman's Rodeo. I have been dreaming of walking across that stage and receiving that belt buckle for 4 years now, Walton said. To realize all my hard work has paid off and I am able to bring home the trophy to my company and fellow linemen who helped me over the years is very rewarding. However, I am humbled. I truly believe God gave me this opportunity and guided my hands and feet on competition day. I give all the credit and glory to Him. On the day of the rodeo, the apprentices also had to compete in two mystery events, which were unknown to the participants until the International Lyman's Rodeo Week. During the first mystery event, titled My Mistake, Wrong Wire, the apprentices had up to 15 minutes to swap all the connections and hardware, simulating the wrong wire was made for the phase wire. The ILRA provided each competitor with a grunt sack, spare bugs, a spare Fargo or one bolt, and a throw line. Apprentices could earn a 2-point deduction for infractions such as not making proper connections, dropping tools or material, making an incorrect bowline knot, or failing to attach the grunt sack to the wire or structure. Rin Sira, an apprentice for Centerpoint Energy, walked away with a victory with a perfect score of 100 event points and a time of 02:29.90. During the second mystery event, How Low Can You Go?, the apprentices had to climb to the neutral, remove the installed wire brush from one side of the pole, and brush the other side of the neutral. Jacob Fintelman, an apprentice for Hydro One Canada, edged out the competition with a score of 100 event points and a time of 00:21.12. Team tradition. While the apprentices compete on their own, the journeyman line markers must work together in teams of three to complete four events: the pole climb, hurt man rescue, and two mystery events. The IBEW Local 47 Southern California Edison team of Fabian Gutierrez, Jose Leon, and Fernando Valenzuela placed 13th out of 290 teams. While the team said they practice the skills of the line trade every day, the International Lyman's Rodeo gives them the opportunity to incorporate everything they've learned into the events and have fun doing it. "We love it," Gutierrez said. "We start in May and practice day in and day out. We look forward to it every year to try to make it out to the International Championships. We try to enjoy every minute of it." Like the other journeyman teams, they didn't know what they would be doing for the mystery events until they arrived in Kansas City for the 2025 Lyman's Rodeo Week. For this year's first mystery event, the trios had to untie and replace the downhill slide of the double buck crossarm. Supplied with two new PLP double support ties, the teams had up to 13 minutes to complete the event. While two journeymen scaled the 40-foot pole, the groundman was responsible for raising and lowering the crossarm. By working as a team, they tried to finish the event on time and avoid any infractions such as failure to wear PPE, cutting out on the pole, or failing to use the new tie. The overall winning team was a frontline power construction trio of Jeremy Matheny, Michael Lux, and Rodney Grimes, who had a perfect score of 100 event points and the fastest time of 04:03.50. For the second mystery event, Flash Bells Changeout, both climbers had to work as a team to apply the required cover, install a crossarm link stick, and change out the bells. Because it was a simulated energized 4KV event, they had to wear Class 2 rubber gloves and use other protective cover, such as three hoses and one split and one solid blanket. To change out both polybells, they're provided with a chance ribbon hoist, climb grip, polybells, and crossarm link stick. Duke Energy's International Lyman's Rodeo competitors, who could not attend in 2024 due to back-to-back hurricanes, Finish strong in the Journeyman division at the 2025 Rodeo. Case in point, the Duke Energy team of Tyler Manick, Joshua Buckner, and Tyler Nichols finished first in not only this event, but also in the entire IOU division with a total time of 13:03:44. With 400 total event points, this team also came in third overall in the Journeyman Best of the Best category. Duke Energy's Journeyman team of Jay Tipton, Keith Griffin, and Sandy Barnhill, who were featured on the T&D World podcast after the last time they won the senior division, won it again in 2025 with a time of 18:33:93. Top rodeo champions. The competition may have grown to hit its highest numbers yet, but the event still started on time and wrapped up ahead of schedule. Before the winners were honored on stage, Dennis Kerr, scholarship chair for the ILRA, recognized the scholarship winners in a new annual $10,000 scholarship for an aspiring line worker in honor of Warman for his dedication to the International Lineman's Rodeo. Stremmel and Doug Flick also recognized the winner of their fourth annual gun raffle, which benefits the ILRA Scholarship Fund to support students in technical training programs for the line trade. In addition, the International Lineman's Hall of Fame honored the inductees for 2024. Andy Batty, owner of Buckingham Manufacturing, Mike Benton of Georgia EMC, George Brooks, former president of IBEW Local 77 and owner of Brooks Hooks, Danny Raines of Raines Utility Safety Solutions, Melvin Tipsard, founder of Tips Tools, and Willie Warren of PG&E. During the annual awards banquet, the ILRA also revealed the total donation amount of $83,484 for the 2025 Climbing for Kids fundraiser, which benefits St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Next, the Missouri Valley JATC brought the top winners of its second annual Lineman's Kids Rodeo up on stage. The organizers awarded championship belts to Ada Thomas in the First Step Apprentice, age 8 to 10 category, Logan Myers in the Future Lineman, ages 11 to 13 category, and Parker Sliden for Fastest Overall Aerial Rescue. After the Future Line workers were honored, the announcer moved the spotlight to the adult competitors. Following the day of competition, the apprentices and journeyman line workers donned everything from flannels and jeans to cowboy hats and boots and matching two-piece suits for their stroll on the red carpet and across the awards stage. As their names and companies flashed across the screen, their families, friends, teammates, and colleagues roared in the crowd to show support and celebrate their victory. The journeyman team from Sturgeon Electric, IBEW Local 47, of Dan Jameson, Enoch Verdon, and Joe Maines were honored on stage at the end of the awards banquet as the champions of the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo with 400 total event points and a time of 12:19:39. This team also climbed to the top of the contractor division ahead of 50 other journeyman teams. During the awards presentation, Kerr congratulated all the competitors and the winners of the 41st International Lineman's Rodeo, which was the biggest event in its history. "We put together a great event, the grounds were perfection, and everyone had a good time," he said. For more International Lineman's Rodeo coverage, you can check out our past episodes of the Line Life podcast at linelife.podbean.com. And also look for videos, photo galleries, stories, and more that we posted at tdworld.com/electric-utility-operations. Also look for another In Case You Miss It episode, which I'll release in about 2 weeks, which narrates the story about the safety conference at the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo Week. Also, I wrote a story called Team Trios, highlighting a few of the teams at the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo, and I'll also be narrating that article for a future episode in our In Case You Missed It series. If you haven't been to the International Lineman's Rodeo Week before, I urge you to come to Kansas City in October 2026 to check out this wonderful event where thousands of line workers and their families are in attendance to celebrate the line trade and compete to be the best of the best. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Lyman Life Podcast.